But anyhow, our young lady that's going to share her thoughts with us this evening is one of those very special little love packages that she hardly ever misses class, even though she works out of her home, and sometimes her job takes her up to Riverside. She still makes it for class, still makes it here on Wednesday as often as she can and on Sunday. And she's out in the world doing her very best to represent God, which is love. So get ready and give a great big dose of love to her, because it's our Jaylee Rain.
Well, I just got nervous. Thanks for being here tonight. I want to talk about something that I'm actually practicing. And so I'm just going to let you share a little bit of it. And that's mindfulness, or the attention that I'm giving to where I'm extending my energy. And I'm going to talk a little bit about where this practice is leading me, some of the ideas I've come across, and how I think that mindfulness is an important tool in our spiritual journey, and why that by using mindfulness, we can create more of what we want in our world. Millie tells us to stay alert. I can remember years ago when the first spiritual teacher asked me, what were you just thinking? And I had no idea. I didn't have a clue. I'm glad she kept asking me, because the more I practiced, the more I was able to catch my thoughts, catch what I was concentrating on, catch what I was putting out into the world. And so we're in Schoolhouse Earth, right? So I'm enrolled in mindfulness again. And I'm practicing, and I'm checking in with myself, and I'm trying to show up for my present moment. And when I do this, I get to be aware of what I'm thinking, and I have an opportunity to see what things come up in my world. So I get to observe how the law of attraction works. And ultimately, I get to consciously plant seed thoughts to attract what it is that I want to experience. I'm sure most of you here have heard, this is the present moment. There's no yesterday, and tomorrow will never arrive, right? So right now is all there is, and this moment is the present. I think mindfulness, or present moment awareness, is one of the most important tools we have on our spiritual journey, because it can bring us into focus in order that we can experience life consciously. I want to share a story. So you're walking down the street, and there's a couple, and they're walking hand in hand, and it's like an old Walt Disney movie. There's blue birds flying over the top with the little ribbons and valentines, right? And then a few feet behind them is a man kicking the ground, and he's punching the air, and he's swearing, and he's not very happy. And negativity is just kind of pushing him through life, right? So the question I pose is, are these people in the same world? They're not. And that's the key. With our thoughts, we create our world. With our thoughts, we create the experience that we have of our world. We get to seed into what we create. And with our thoughts, we frame our experiences. Because we're spiritual people in a physical form, and we get to have free choice, and Jody would say, yay! It's great, because we do get to choose. Now, the first time you hear this, the first time I heard it, I didn't really like that option. I wanted to be able to blame it on someone, right? But we're given the choice on how we want to experience and how we want to move through this world, but we also get an option of what world we get to move through. Now, I know if you watch the news, kind of hard to believe that that's true, right? Because there's the reality of things. But it's a practice. It's a choice. It's ongoing, and you get to choose to see it working in you and through you. How many of you can remember television when there wasn't reality programs? A long time ago, right? So I have to confess that before I turned my television off, and I think it's now been almost a year ago, I spent a whole weekend on the couch watching back-to-back reruns of Housewives. Now, the funny thing is I was raised on June Cleaver as a housewife with her pearls in her heels cleaning and vacuuming, right? Now, what really is reality, okay? So in Greg Braden's book, The Divine Matrix, he writes about reality making 101. For me to do a quick summation of that book is be impossible right now. If you get a chance, read it. It's a great read. But I do want to quote from him, and I'm going to read just directly because it pertains to what I'm talking about. As part of all that we are, we're participants in an ongoing conversation, a quantum dialogue with ourselves, our world, and beyond. Within this cosmic exchange, our feelings, emotions, prayers, and beliefs at each moment represent our talking to the universe. And everything from the vitality of our body to the peace in our world is the universe answering back. Watch your words, watch your thoughts, watch your actions. Be mindful. Do you know what you just placed an order for? Millie tells us that sometimes. So, okay, let's revisit the people on the street. What do you think those thoughts were that were creating the varying worlds? Well, I think it's either love or fear. There's another really small book called, I think it's The Only Answer There Ever Is. And it reminds us that in the present moment, there's one question always. Will I accept love or will I accept fear? So the participants in this on the street scenario, they might have chose consciously or subconsciously. We don't know. But there's different realities, same day, same people, walking down the street. Now the couple is out of sync. And when they do look at each other, they're throwing daggers, right? You did this, blah, 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 blah. And our gentleman's walking down the street, and he just stopped to smell the roses. He picks a rose and puts it in his hat. Okay, so life's different, right? So just take a few moments and imagine that you are consciously going to create your world as opposed to unconsciously or putting up with it or creating it by default. Now, if you're anything like me, your little mini me right now is getting a little uncomfortable. Okay? A little fidgety. Wait a doggone minute there, sweetheart. I have a few things to pack for this conscious creating moment. And that's where a lot of us get stuck. We have all these realities we want to pack. We want to collect them. We've got bags of them, right? We have all kinds of stuff, all kinds of situations. We bring them along to our life, consciously and subconsciously, into the interactions of our life. We have all these stories about ourselves and about others, what we've done, what we haven't done. When writing about thoughts and mindfulness, Yogananda said in his book, Divine Romance, avoid dwelling on the wrong things that you've done. They don't belong to you anymore. Let them be forgotten. It's attention or mindfulness that creates memory, creates habit. Most of you remember the old record players. Remember, there's a needle and you can put it on the music you want to listen to, or you pick it up and move it to the next one so you can skip, right? So Yogananda says that the needle is our attention. So to be careful, where are you placing that? Where are you placing your attention? What story are you going to play? It lies within each one of us to cut with the sword of wisdom those bondages that we have, or to remain bound. Reflection on negative things is not the purpose of our God-given memory. Like a lot of you, I have plenty of things that I can complain about. I can reflect on a lot of suffering. lot of terrible, painful things that I could talk about, right? And there's a lot of you that'll talk story with me, too. And we can talk all night about it. And somebody will ask me to repeat it. And then we'll talk it over again and again. We'll bring it up again. Sometimes we just keep it alive, right? It's like it's on a ventilator. And we just keep feeding it. Now, right or wrong, it's just our experience, right? It's not like I'm saying that you got to choose. It is. It's a choice. But what happens, there's a challenge here. If you keep spending all your time doing that, then this present moment is being fed with your old story. And the new stuff doesn't get a chance to get through. So Yogananda, he suggests that this is kind of a misuse of our memory. By nurturing unpleasant memories, we're carrying them into the future, and it's not really good for us, right? Resentment of others, of ourselves, hurts, loss, etc. Anyone been to the Sacramento airport?
Sacramento?
Yeah. So in the baggage carry area where they have all those suitcases, they're piled on top of each other. If you haven't, this is fabulous. It goes all the way to the ceiling. And it's all these old vintage suitcases back when they didn't have wheels and they had the old Samsonites that had the buckles. And it's very, very cool. So there's so many bags, 20 feet or more. So take a moment, think about your stuff. Think about your stories, okay? Now, you get to put it in a bag. You get one bag per story, though. And you get a regulation tag, okay? You get to put the name of your story on it, okay? And I'm going to help you out. So my parents, my job, my boss, the government, my mortgage payment, unemployment, the economy, end times. We got lots of bags. Now, how do I walk with grace into the present moment when I have all these bags? I don't. I drag in. I'm exhausted when I get there. I show up late. I wonder, what is it? Why am I missing things? I'm too tired or I'm too depressed to show up for the present moment. Erica Badu has this story, or this song, Bag Lady. I don't know if you've heard it. But she says, you're going to hurt your bag, your back dragging all those bags around. You're going to miss your bus because you can't hurry up because you got too much stuff. I guess nobody ever told you, and this is the good part, all you have to hold on to is you. Says, one day all those bags are going to get in your way, so pack light. Let it go. And in the end, she says, bet your love will make it better. Ever been to the checkout, or when you check in at the airport, and they tell you your bags are too heavy? And you got to get rid of some of it? So here you go. You take something out, and you put it in another bag. But you put that on your shoulder. So you got your same stories with you, right? They're just in more bags. Sometimes we actually do get through some of our stuff. We heal it. We let go of it. And our bag gets a little lighter. But sometimes we just upgrade our bag. We get a new bag, put all our old stories in it. And sometime, I'm sure of it, we've got a lot of it that's just in some kind of cloaking device that we can't see. So let's just set it down. Let's let it go. Cut the cord. Release the rope. Step out of the boat. Change lanes. Whatever you need to do. In each moment, it's a choice. Mindfulness, attention, it gives me a tool. It helps me to be in the moment to make the choice. If I'm at the baggage carousel, making sure all my luggage made it on the trip, then I'm not in the current moment. Our luggage or our baggage or how we define anything can begin to take hold of us. I'm learning that it's best not to hold too tight to anything except God's love. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, he's talking about how he's learning to be happy in whatever state he's in. And he instructs the Philippians by saying, think on these things, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. So Paul's talking about his connection that he feels with Christ and the divine and how it gets him through everything. But I want to suggest that perhaps on some level he's also beginning to realize how our thoughts play into our life. His instruction was, think on these things. It's like the song we sang, My Favorite Things. When you think of that, doesn't that take you into a different place? Can't you start listing all of your favorite things? I have a God story that I want to share, because one of the great things about being alert and staying in the moment is things start showing up. And you get to a point where sometimes you think, now, am I making this up? Right? So I have this really wonderful God story. Some of you have heard it, so you're going to hear it again. Last year, about this time, I was on a plane back from Tucson, Arizona, and I had just spent a week with my family. It was the wedding week. My sister Carrie had passed in December of 08, and it was her sister. I mean, I'm sorry, her daughter, Chelsea. And I was sitting on the plane thinking about all the ways Carrie had shown up that week. And it was just really a lovely thought. And I was kind of just settling into the seat. And the trip had been so hectic that it was the first time I just sort of settled down. And as I did, I felt this brush on my arm. And the seatbelt light was on, so nobody could get up. And there was no attendants in the aisle. And I was on the aisle seat. So then the next thing was, I did something I never do on a short flight, is I took the in-flight magazine, and I started thumbing through it, and I found an article on breast cancer. And I thought of Carrie, but it wasn't too out of the ordinary, because it's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October. Well, as I'm finished reading, I'm looking over the pictures, and I see a crowd from A Race to the Cure. And in the crowd is my sister looking back at me. And I closed the magazine. I'm holding it up to my chest, and it's one of those moments that you're thinking, did I just make this up? Do I miss her so much that I'm just seeing things, right? So I waited for a little bit, opened it up again, look, sure enough, it's Carrie. And then I took a moment and I asked the people next to me if I could have their magazine, right? Well, I didn't think too far ahead, and they asked me why. So I said, oh, my sister's in it. Oh, really? Show us. So then I showed the magazine, and they asked first thing, oh, she's a survivor. And I said, well, no, she battled 11 years, but I was just at her daughter's wedding, and it was a great time, and I felt her presence. And so everybody got a little quiet. Gave me the magazines. I'm sitting there. And I'm just kind of, you know, enjoying things, right? This is pretty cool. I've got this. And the gentleman, I can feel this energy coming at me. He finally turns, whispers to me, and he's pointing to the front of the magazine. And he says, did you see that? And I hadn't. And the front of the magazine said, do you believe in ghosts? And then the lady next to him goes, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. She says, they're here. Well, I said to myself, yeah, more than you know. So I'm just enjoying this delicious moment, right? And then the guy turns to me and he points to the magazine again, and the title of the magazine is Spirit. So I mean like the icing on the cake, right? So when you are in the present moment, it's amazing the things that show up. It really is. When you get alert enough to show up, you get to be excited. And one of the last things I want to share is about framing. So if you are aware enough, you get to frame your experience. Your experience doesn't define you. You define your experience. I had a blowout on the freeway coming back from Riverside this summer. It was a really hot day. And years ago, I would have taken the train of you know that this one. Can you believe what happened to me? And then I would have listed everything that happened, which was my AAA was expired. It took two tow trucks to get me. It took my whole rear bumper off, on and on and on, right? And I spent a little time there, believe me. But eventually, and not too far off, I decided to calm down enough because nobody was going to come rescue me and start looking at, wow, look where God showed up here. I packed ice water that day. I never pack ice water. I had a thermos of ice water with me. I had a hat in my car. It took two tow trucks to get there. It was hours waiting on the freeway, but I was fine. The water lasted till they got there. And then there was this kind of feeling I had that something was wrong. I didn't know quite what it was, but it was stay to the right, stay to the right. So when the blowout happened, I was on the right side of the freeway. There wasn't a car in front of me or behind me or to the side of me. And so when it happened, it was pretty forceful, and it blew off the back of the bumper. But I was right there, and I could stop, and I was perfectly fine. So look how I got to frame the experience. I got to say, wow, look how God shows up for me. And so now guess what happens? You frame your experience that way. Now what have I done? I've seeded my next moment, right? And now I get to see my next moment where God shows up. And I start looking for that. I don't want you to get me wrong. I don't always do this. Most of you know that. I'm not always in the present moment. I don't always frame things right. I know bad stuff happens, and I know it can feel like an anchor that you're just drowning with it. But Millie has given me a really good tool, and she says, if I've got a problem with something I can't get over, find somebody else with the same problem. And I love this because it's really practical, but I think it also, it's this opportunity that you both then get to create together. You expand your ability to love, and you expand your ability to now seed your next opportunities, right? Your next moments. So let's think about this coming week. If all of us were to approach our week mindfully, if we were to show up for, let's just say, maybe an eighth of our moments, just an eighth, and we were to fully embrace love in each one of them, can you imagine what our thought seeds would do? I want to remind you the importance of mindfulness and how when you're aware of what you're thinking, you can choose what you create. We're always creating. So to live on purpose, to use your attention wisely, to create experiences you want, and then the world you want to experience. Let's support each other on our individual journeys of mindful decision-making to let go of what no longer serves us, to ask, what would love do now? To send healing seeds to our individual experiences and to our collective experiences. Let's use our thoughts on purpose. Let's think on these things. Namaste.